Stanislaus State Baseball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports crew live from the press box for all the action of Warriors baseball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network, right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
Well, when we were last here at Warrior Baseball Field, the San State Warriors had just won 3 of 4 games from first place Cal Poly Pomona. They'd moved over 500 into fourth place in the CCAA. Unfortunately, that feels like a lifetime ago, as the Warriors' 2 trips to Southern California were a disaster. Stan State went 1-6 and was outscored 72-22. And now they find themselves in 8th place and in a tough spot to try to make the CCAA tournament next month. This weekend, their longtime rivals, the Chico State Wildcats, come to Turlock. The Wildcats have had their own struggles on the road, as they are just 2-7 away from Nettleton Stadium and are averaging less than 2 runs a game in those 9 road contests. Can the Warriors rediscover their winning ways, or will the Wildcats offense travel for the first time this year? We're about to find out. It's the Warriors and the Wildcats in the first of a 4-game series, and it's coming up next.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Warrior Baseball Field on the campus of Stanislaus State University here in Turlock, California. It is Warrior Baseball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com and Flow College. My name is Brian Nelson. Going to bring you back all the action, as it feels like a lifetime ago since actually we were here, as it's been a month since the Warriors were home. Last time we talked to you, it was March 21st, and the NCAA basketball tournament was in the second round. And now all of a sudden that is over, and we are well into baseball season. And so it is exciting to have you back here. Mike Stucker is going to join me here in just a moment as we prepare for the Played Against Sports pregame show between the Stanislaus State Warriors and the Chico State Wildcats. The Warriors now 7-12 in conference, 16-20 overall. Wildcats come in 19-19 overall. They are 8-12 in conference. They are 7th place, a half game ahead of Stanislaus. Warriors are 3 games out of that 5th and final playoff berth, and they have 12 games to go. And realistically, folks, they got to win at least 9 of those to have an opportunity, a realistic mathematical opportunity, to make the CCAA tournament. Well, tonight, home sweet home. And Mike, nothing better than a little home cooking, both as a college kid, as an adult, and for the Warriors, some baseball to wear in the white jerseys.
Yeah, they look good in those bright whites tonight here, first game of the series.
And they've needed to wear those for a while. It has been a long time since they've worn those, and it has been a tough road trip. When you go 1-6 and you get outscored by 50 runs in 7 games, that's not a lot of fun. How do you reset yourself and get yourself ready to play here as you play now the final 8-game homestand of the year?
Well, I hope they've been working on their running game and their passing game, because they're going to have to score a couple touchdowns to to make up some of that ground. Warriors, they've been hitting okay. Defense and pitching have been kind of their arch nemesis, so hopefully we can see a little better production here in that fashion in this series.
Well, Mike, tonight a full lineup almost. Art Navarrete Jr. back for his first games here at home. He played last weekend in San Bernardino. He is in the lineup. Unfortunately, Kian Sanchez, who got back in the lineup last weekend, is gone this weekend. But we're going to give Kian a break, as his sister is getting married this weekend. And so we get to understand that was something that had been communicated with the coaching staff when he was being recruited. So this is not a surprise to Coach Kenny or to the Stan State team. And so they will be without their best hitter again tonight. He will be back for the Dominguez series next weekend. But a lineup where you now have Navarrete Jr. and A.J. Carter and Shane Callis. You got 3 left-handed hitters. One of the few times we've seen Stanislaus with that much offense from that side of the plate. How important is to have that balance in that lineup, Mike, righty-lefty?
Well, I mean, you got twos. You got a right-handed pitcher on the mound, so it is nice to have a few lefties in the lineup, at least a couple. The Warriors are no strangers to having Sanchez out of the lineup, so we'll see how they do here with a couple lefties taking his spot.
Well, they're going to have three catchers in the lineup tonight. Eric Perez will be behind the plate. Chris Ortiz will be over at first, and Chase Wilson will be the DH. Last time we were here, the Warriors had four catchers in the lineup, as Bradley Morris was out in left field. But now with Navarrete Jr. back, he will move to right field. Mason Kelly will move back over to left, and the Morris will be kind of that guy that is not in the starting lineup as a catcher. And finally, Mike, you can't win a series on Friday, but you can put yourself in a position where you can get yourself in trouble to lose a series on Friday if you don't get some length out of your starting pitching and you don't give yourself a chance to win early and often.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you gotta hope that Vinconi can go get into the fifth inning here, you know, have good solid long start, give your bullpen a little bit of a rest, as I know they were very, very used these last two weekends. And so, yeah, you just hope he gets far in the game, throws a lot of strikes, gets ahead early, and just gives his bullpen a little bit of a rest tonight.
Let's switch it over to Chico State. This is a team that can pitch. They play great defense. They don't hit a lot. And they've hit just three home runs this year for the season. This is game 39. That is unusual for a Chico State team. But